This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Soap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be bringing you some of the highlights of the Amelia Island Concours 2017. It was actually scheduled to be held today, but due to some heavy rains, they moved the event to yesterday. So all the events of yesterday went on concurrently with the Concours, and we're going to check in with a gentleman who's a frequent guest here on the show. He's got a TV show. He's called Motorman, and he'll be joining us in this hour of the program. Also coming up a little bit later on in this hour, Mark Evans, our ASC certified technician, is going to pop the hood, so to speak, and we're going to go under the hood and take your questions of the mechanical sort. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, if you've got a problem and you'd like to run it by Mark, Mark will be here and taking your telephone calls at our usual number, 855-662-4261, or you can email us anytime throughout the broadcast or anytime throughout the week at bob@autoworldradio.com. If by any chance you have problems with that, you can always shoot it to bob@boblongradio.com. When you get a chance, I'd appreciate you checking out my website. We're constantly updating it, thanks to Sam Gaw and the rest of the team here at Auto World. So check out autoworldradio.com. And for the latest in my car reviews, I would recommend you checking out northamericandriver.com. And I'm going to have a new one going up, hopefully, I would say by Tuesday morning. We'll see a review of a Lexus vehicle I had the opportunity to pilot for a week, and I'll give you my response and reaction to it. Again, we're going to be talking a lot about Amelia Island in this half hour of the broadcast, and it must be crazy up there. Originally, we were going to be doing somewhat of a live broadcast from there. Either I was going to be broadcasting on site, or we were going to have guests lined up on site during the Concours. Yesterday, I was actually going to be there for the day of other events, including a couple of different auctions and including a really cool car show, which included the winners of the Automobile All-Stars for 2017. So I was going to be able to meet up with my former Motor Trend alumni who now work for Automobile Magazine, Arthur St. Antoine, who's truly one of the great automotive journalists out there in today's world. He's one of the best writers I've ever worked with. And also the gentleman who is the editor-in-chief of the magazine, Mike Floyd, who used to be the head of the internet side, the website of Motor Trend, and recently, within the last few years, with Gene Jennings retiring, Michael Floyd was brought in as the third editor of all time of Automobile Magazine. Automobile Magazine was started back in the middle 90s, back in the middle 80s, I should say, by the late, great David E. Davis, Jr., and he was succeeded by his right hand, so to speak, for many, many years. Certainly one of David E.'s mentors. He mentored Gene Jennings, and she took over for David E. as he moved on to other things a little bit later on in his career before, unfortunately, passing away about 3 or 4 years ago. Time flies. I do miss David E. Certainly growing up reading all the car magazines and being touched by some of these people. It's not unlike meeting some of your favorite athletes, which I, growing up, I was a huge sports guy, so I did work in sports radio for a year. Didn't get a chance to meet any of my particular heroes, but I did meet a lot of famous folks. But the same thing happened to me on the automotive journalism side of the fence, because I started growing up reading the car magazines, reading Motor Trend, reading Road and Track, reading Car and Driver. And so a lot of these folks that were the editors and the writers for these magazines became other heroes of mine. So as I started my automotive journalistic career back in 1992 with the launch of this program, I got the opportunity to meet some really, truly legends of automotive journalism here in North America, including the late David E., including the late Brock Yates, including William Jeans, who's just a fantastic writer and actually the chief judge at the Amelia Island Concours, a gentleman who held positions on both the publisher side and the editorial side, editor-in-chief side, of both Road and Track and Car and Driver magazine, and still does some writing today. But William is always a favorite guest of mine whenever we get the chance to have him here on the show. And the same thing was true with Motor Trend and all the great folks that I grew up reading there. Most of them didn't translate to my time at Motor Trend. They had moved on to other things. It's interesting. There are very many parallels between the sports world and the top end of the automotive journalist world. The players don't stick around for long. I remember one of my editors-in-chief at Motor Trend when I was there, C. Van Toon, just a great guy, Van, and he held the corner office, the editor-in-chief, longer than any other in the more than 50-year history of the magazine. And how long was C. Van Toon's tenure at Motor Trend? I think it was around 10 years. So that is the high water mark as far as holding the top position at Motor Trend. There have been a few editors that have lasted 20 or so years. I personally wanted to be there about 30 years or so, but unfortunately, due to some changes out of my control, ownership of the company and some other changes, they went in a different direction. It failed miserably, but nevertheless, I didn't wish them that my successor failed miserably, but it was kind of just desserts that all the people that decided to get rid of me ended up being shown the door as well. But in life, it's best not to have grudges like that or personal vendettas against folks. I used to, before suffering some health problems in the last few years, have a few people on my list. We all have those lists of people that perhaps weren't so kind or perhaps dealt us not a very good hand of cards. But, you know, as you get older, and especially as you face some health problems, you realize it's best to let go of that stuff.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here. We're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world via the internet at GCNlive.com. And as I mentioned at the top, this is Amelia Island Weekend. And joining us live from Amelia Island to give us the rundown of what's been happening as some weather moved in, which forced the rearrangement of a number of activities, is a gentleman we love having on the show. He's got a great television program called Moto Man, and it's always a pleasure to have the one and only Moto Man with us right now. Hey there, Moto Man. What's going on?
Hey, Bob. I'm coming to you from Gray, Florida.
That's right. And Amelia Island is always such a wonderful event. Folks really like to think of it as the Pebble Beach of the East, and I have a few friends that actually prefer it over Pebble Beach.
You know, it's a, Bob, I've actually only been one time before, believe it or not, before I started the show. So I went as a civilian and really enjoyed it, I must say. And this is my first time back in, I want to say, 10 years. And while the show has grown, it still retains this amazing, the best way to describe it is a community feel, where Pebble Beach and like shows like Goodwood are events. Amelia Island, it's like Bill Warner's backyard. And Bill Warner's the guy that founded it and ran it and runs it. And if everything is in one place, you know virtually everybody. It's a combination of blue-chip classics like the 300 SLs or the Duesenbergs, but you also have, like yesterday, there was an array of Group C racing cars, everything from a Toyota to a Mazda. It was amazing, all in one show field.
It is truly amazing, and very much like Bill Warner, who for years was a photographer for Road and Track magazine and has just a kind of a insatiable appetite for motorsports. And unlike other concours, he always makes sure that there's a big motorsports presence at Amelia. And every year they honor a driver as well, Moto Man.
And this year, I want to point out something really special that came up. Most of your viewers probably don't know this car, but they should. Bill, as you know, loves the odd and the weird, like both of us. And he had requested from Mazda to bring over their Le Mans winning Group C car. And it is it's a 1991 787B. It is one of the most magical cars you see in your life. It's in a very unique, very colorful livery. But what's so amazing about this car is it took 15 years for Mazda to win Le Mans once. And they did it with this one car that has a bespoke engine. Every Le Mans entry they put in for the 15 years before, so that includes the 767 series, of which one of them sold at auction on Friday at Gooding for $1.7 million. But after 14 years of losing, they're like, we need to win. So what they did is they did everything they could and built the bespoke engine and really bore no resemblance to the cars that came before it. But what happened was that 787B is the car that won Le Mans for a Mazda. But more importantly, I would argue it won Le Mans for Japan. So it's this amazing history of not just a corporate win, but a national win, I would say, for at least back then, a country that wasn't winning Le Mans. And that car now, it's so special. Mazda never lets it go on a boat. It only flies. And its caretaker, who was always around the car no matter where it is, was one of the techs when the car was racing in Le Mans.
Oh, that's a great story. Absolutely. Moto Man is with us. He's telling us about Amelia Island. Normally, it's held on Sunday, but because of some inclement weather in the Jacksonville area of Florida, things were kind of squeezed into one day yesterday because, as you said, Moto Man, I probably been there about 7 or 8 times, and it's amazing the growth from the early years when there were maybe 5,000 people in attendance. I know last year there were more than 20,000, but the thing that has sprung up over the past couple of years is this Saturday event, which is kind of a cars and coffee, and it was going to be integrated with the announcement of the automobile magazine All-Stars. Mutual buddy Ralph Gilles was going to present the latest from Alfa Romeo. And what happened to some of those events? Did they occur or did they just put them on the shelf?
Well, everything was on a much collapsed schedule. So the Cars and Coffee was usually the Saturday morning. Then there was going to be the Automobile All-Stars, which was going to be after the Cars and Coffee. Then there was going to be a bunch of panels, a bunch of discussions, mainly about centered around racing. Well, what ended up happening is the concourse started in the morning. They did the Cars and Coffee simultaneously, and the Automobile All-Stars moved. With the start time was 9, it moved to 9. Excuse me, the start time was supposed to be 11. It moved to 9. And then, interestingly, the RM auction, which was scheduled to start at 11, I would have thought they would have moved it to today because it was inside. It wouldn't have been affected by weather. They didn't move it, and they kept it on the show day, which I have to say made for a very difficult day for anybody like us that wanted to see things. I only got to watch about 20 minutes of sales at RM. I always loved sitting there and watching the car go by because you get to really see where the money is in the room. Like, for example, a 1988 Porsche 944 Turbo S, granted in really good shape and low miles, it went for $41,000 at the hammer.
Wow.
Under really spirited bidding. Think about that. It's a 1988 944 Turbo. A car like, to me, it's a $10,000 car, but I guess somebody else thinks it's worth something else.
It sounds like a vehicle that Motor Man and Bob Long could afford, you know? That's what it should be.
Exactly.
But the other thing that's interesting, Moto Man, is as you mentioned, David Gooding's event. That's not the only auction in town. Of course, the RM Sotheby's is the signature one, hand in hand with the Concours. But David has sprung up down the street and done a wonderful job. And
David,
I believe there were three others were kicking around yesterday as well.
Noticing the growth. There's David, there's RM, there's Bonham, and then there are two other auctions, which, to be honest with you, I didn't get to. There was Motostalgia and a Hollywood deal.
We'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. More with the world-famous Moto Man, host of television and host of Great Adventures. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're telling you all about Amelia Island 2017. It's Amelia weekend. It's still going on. There was some inclement weather yesterday, so a lot of yesterday's event, including the Concours that was scheduled for today, was moved to yesterday, and a lot of yesterday's events were kind of jumbled around a bit. We've got Motoman with us. Who is Motoman? He is a storyteller of transport, travel, and inspired people. And you can check out Motoman on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Google Play, On Demand TV, and now on a bunch of airlines, including the Emirates Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin America. That used to be my favorite airline. It was sold recently. Let's hope it keeps the same. And in addition to that, Motoman, I believe you've got a great social presence, and I know for a fact you've got an app. George, Motoman?
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you fine. Okay.
Yes, you can find us on all the socials at Motoman TV, all one word, Motoman TV, all one word. And we've had an app now for a long time, a little over a year and a half, and we've just updated it for season 7, so there's going to be some additional functionality that will tie into the new things that are coming in season 7.
Oh, that sounds great. And I know you didn't start off in life, as you mentioned the last time you were at Amelia Island. You were not an automotive journalist. Tell us a little bit about the decision to create Motoman and to dive into the world of automotive journalism. You certainly didn't do it to get rich. That's a fact.
What?
But,
no, come on. I thought you're handing out blonde million-dollar checks as soon as you decide to be an automotive journalist.
There are a few...
Told me.
Unfortunately, you know, it's life. It's a lesson you have to learn.
Well, but, you do get to drive new cars, so you live like a rock star.
No, it was you do.
Story, Bob. I was in, like I just told you that we have an app that we've had for a year and a half, and we just updated it. Well, what I used to do, I was in tech for 16 years. So what I did for many years was we developed apps since 1999. I worked for a startup back in 1999 that literally invented the mobile app. So at that point,
wow,
it was called location-based services. And I remember dating girls in London when I was living there.
Mm-hmm. Do we lose Motoman? Or maybe it's still... Looks like his cell is giving him trouble. That's what happens when you put a whole lot of people in one place. Amelia Island is not a large community. You've got the entire automotive world descending on it. And what happens is quite often there's just not enough cell bandwidth for all these folks. I've been at Pebble Beach, the great Concours event, the third week of August, many, many times. And, you know, this is a small community that just explodes during that week-long series of events. And quite often, more often than not, you can have a cell phone and you can't even get a dial tone because there's just so many people that have maxed out the system. But let's see if we can get Motoman back with us, because it's a treat to have him here on the show. If you've never seen his television show, you must check it out. Probably the easiest place is YouTube. He's got over 100,000 folks, 100,000 folks subscribe to Motoman TV. At last count, I know they gave you that big trophy, those YouTube people, and what's the latest? How many are up to now?
In terms of subscribers, we're up to about 150,000 subscribers.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, you were telling us the great story of you were one of the original folks working on apps, developing apps,
yeah,
for a startup company, and then it started to get good. You were going to tell me about dating English girls.
So I was living in London, and, you know, here I'm an American living in London. I had the Lotus Elise at the time. You could imagine that was exciting. And, you know, I would date women, and they're like, what do you do for a living? And I would try to sell location-based services, and they all looked at me like I had three heads. So what I ended up having to do was explain to them what I did for a living using a grease board. So I had to bring markers on dates, and that usually ended up being more successful.
Very good.
And then from there, it just, you know, I always wanted to get into comedy, but never did, and then the tech boom went bust, and I did like everybody else when they're trying to find themselves. I traveled the world for a couple of years and decided shoulda, coulda, woulda, but didn't. So I moved back to New York and I said, I'm going to get into this comedy thing because I've always been passionate about it, but just never had the balls to do it. And then finally, I fell right back into technology. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is not what I traveled the world to do and try to find myself. And then I was sitting across the table from our dear friend Dave Kinney, and we're sitting there at Shake Shack in New York City having one of those quiet friend lunches, not really even saying anything. And unsolicited, he looks across the table at me and he goes, you need to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life, because you're going to wake up one day, you're going to be 50, and you're not going to know where the time went. And, Bob, I went into a month-long panic attack. A month after that, I sold everything I owned, gave up an apartment I loved more than life in New York City, moved to L.A., didn't tell my friends what I was doing, and the next day I was on stage telling jokes.
Wow. That's fantastic. Great story. An inspirational story. And certainly the success of Motoman TV is also a great success story. You literally take the viewers around the world and to some great locales. You've done some rather unusual things, including, I can't believe it, but the folks at Bentley actually let you help build the vehicle, and that's just one of many adventures.
I built the car, Bob. I literally built the car. I tried to negotiate that for years, and the PR people were like, I don't think they're going to let you do anything. And finally, I said, just let me get over there, and I'll figure it out. And I got there, and within my first meeting, one of the guy who runs the factory, he goes, I hear you're handy. And I'm like, yep. He hands me a wrench, puts me on the motors, and I built an engine.
Oh, cool. Absolutely cool. When you look back at the show so far, what have been, in addition to that, some of your more unusual episodes and perhaps favorite episodes?
Well, I would say the most unusual episode is I got the opportunity. The folks at Goodyear were kind enough to teach me how to pilot the Goodyear blimp. So I literally got to pilot the Goodyear blimp. That was super fun. And then our good friend Ralph, he put me on Team SRT, so I raced a Challenger SRT8 in Targa, Newfoundland. And then I would argue one of my more favorite episodes, believe it or not, Bob, is with another friend of ours, Bob Bonifant from General Motors. We do now a party every year. It's really Bob's party. I just crashed it. And he has a beautiful 2-acre backyard in suburban Detroit. And I didn't believe that anybody could have a backyard like that because I live in California. We don't have that. And so what he does is he invites all his friends, which are chief designers, chief engineers, all the people you see on my show and the people that talk to you. But instead of going over there to talk about their latest car, they bring their own car. So me and Bob walk around his backyard, talk to, you name it, the chief engineer of Cadillac, the chief designer of Jeep, the guy who runs the business for the Camaro, whatever, you name it, and we talk about their personal cars and their stories. And that is my favorite episode we do every year, and we do it in July.
Oh, that is great. Absolutely. And it's true. Land is cheap in Michigan. You can get good buys even today out there.
You and I got to move there, Bob.
I think that's where we should be. I mean, it is the Motor City. We'll take a pit stop.
The blondes and the million-dollar check.
I'm in line for both of those. I shouldn't say that, but I just did. Anyway, around the bend, more with Motoman, and we'll get Mark Evans into the mix as well. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand.
can and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. Spring's easy enough, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
In 6 days, I will be sitting across the table from Billy F. Gibbons. That's one of the cool things about doing Auto World for all these years. And Moto Man is with us. He's got the great television show you can check out all over the place, including on YouTube and Google Play. And Moto Man, I'm sure you've rubbed elbows with a few celebrities and a few folks, some musicians that are in cars. It seems like there's a real synergy between, there always has been, I mean, between car songs, cars and music, it's because of doing this radio show that I got to become friends with Billy F. Gibbons. How cool is that?
It's an amazing. It's amazing. He's an amazing guy, and I've got an amazing story for him. I'd love to share with you about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
You're not going to believe this, but so I, as you know, we've been affiliated with the Peterson for a while, and Billy's got a couple of his cars there on display in the downstairs in the hall. Well. I work in a television studio on the west side of Los Angeles, and sometimes we go out for lunch. And we call a place, you probably know as Costco, the Costco food court. We call that the executive lunchroom. And so sometimes we go to the executive lunchroom, and one day it's like it was just me, so I figured, you know, I'm going to go, I'm going to get myself my $1.50 hot dog. So I go, I drive to Costco, and I'm waiting in line. It's an unusually long line that day. And you just, as you do, when the line gets long, you kind of start looking around, paying attention to other things. And all of a sudden, I see this guy in front of me, and he just doesn't fit right in the Costco line at the food court. And he's kind of this older guy. He's got a weird hat, really long beard. I'm like, this guy's a weird-looking dude here. But then, as the line still doesn't move, I'm looking at him like, why does this guy look so familiar for some people? And then
I looked at them, and I'm slow, Bob. I'm getting old, but I don't put things together very quickly these days. So then I'm like, wait a minute. So I start Googling things on my phone, and about 2 minutes later, Billy F. Gibbons is standing in front of me at the Costco food court. And I'm like, I have gone out on dates and had successful endings, shall we say, because of the man standing in front of me about to buy a hot dog. So I lean over to him like, hey, Billy, I just want to say I love the car. Now, you can imagine if I said music, he'd be like, oh, yeah, thanks. But when I said cars, all of a sudden he turns around, and here I am with Billy F. Gibbons at Costco talking about cars.
So what a great story.
Get up to the front of the window. And you can imagine I go there a lot, so I know all the people there. And I say, Maxine, anything Mr. Gibbons wants. So I've had, Bob, a chicken bake. I shared a chicken bake with Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top at Costco.
What a great story. Moto Man is with us here on Auto World, and it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with him. Yeah, Billy's going to be playing in Orlando in 6 days, and we've arranged to have a little quiet time, just the two of us. First time I ever met him, and I've told his story on air before, and speaking of this story, why don't we bring forth, we were scheduled to have Mark Evans, who's our ASC certified technician field producer for the show. Mark, are you with us there on your digital device?
Hello, Bob. Hello, Motor Man. Good to be
Hello,
with you.
Hello, Mark.
Good
Ground
to be with you.
Control.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Well, anyway, he knows his story, but it was the Concord Rodeo Drive. Okay, Mark, are you with us?
Hello. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Are you there?
Hi, Bob. Hey, good.
How you
good
doing?
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine. We also have Moto
Man. Good to be with you. And Moto Man. Moto Man.
Hi, guys.
You guys were talking about Billy Gibbons and Bob.
Yes. I'm going to be seeing him 6 days from now, so I'm looking forward to that. But, Mark, since you were very much around me during that time period, it was Rodeo Drive, Moto Man, the year 2000, Father's Day, the Concours that was there and then went away, and I guess it's back again now. But they had one vehicle representing every vehicle every year, I should say, from 1900 to 2000. And I'm walking around with my radio, what have you, doing little interviews, and then all of a sudden I see Billy Gibbons. And so I go up to Billy, and I say, Mr. Gibbons, my name is Bob Long. I do a couple of different syndicated radio programs. And much to my surprise, and I have all this on tape, Billy Gibbons says to me, you're Bob Long. I've been listening to you for years, man. I run a tape back in Houston. That's unbelievable. So Billy Gibbons actually knew me. So it was one of the most humbling experiences of my life. And what a great guy he is. He's a musicologist, and, you know, he could be a college professor when it comes to blues and music, and certainly what a great car guy. And Mark,
he sings amazing Spanish language music as well. He's like playing at the social club.
Yeah, I know. His solo album he did last year was very Spanish. Oriented, but he's an amazing character, definitely, and it was such a shock, one of those shocks that you have in your lifetime if you're lucky. But I like the story of the lunch there at the Costco. I like that. My father-in-law loves Costco, so I didn't realize it was in such a hip place to be.
Oh, Costco is the place, man. Actually, I've seen, a little aside, I have seen other celebrities at that Costco, which, you know, I always find interesting, if you wouldn't expect it.
No, it's interesting because my father-in-law is from New Jersey, and, you know, my wife won't be mad if I say this, but for both of my father-in-law and mother-in-law, it's all about the food. They're Italian, you know, so it's
yeah.
Nothing else matters. It's all about the food, but my father-in-law raves about going to the Costco for that hot dog, so I got to put
Costco,
this on the
man,
list.
It's a religion. Costco fed me through university. We used to go on Saturdays and raid the free samples. That's how we ate like kings on the weekend.
That's great. So, Amelia Island, what's going on there today? I believe they're having the JAG Racers Forum. Is that still on for today?
Yeah, they brought. Oh, I just forgot to tell you, Bob. I got to meet a legend for the first time. They brought in Norman Dewis, who was the chief test driver and development engineer for Jaguar for many years. He retired in 1985, and he was working there since 1952. Well, they brought him over because they had a whole D class, D-type, D class. So they had a number of the D-types as well as most of the XKSSs. So he was there, and he's going to be part of this panel. And Norman, fantastic guy. I've actually... If you guys follow me on Instagram, MotoMan TV All Award, I put a picture of me and Norman together behind one of the XKDs.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what would you say to folks listening to us in far reaches of the world as well as here in North America? Give a good summation of why they need to put it on their, I hate this expression, but I'm going to use it, bucket list. Amelia Island is something that everybody needs to do at least once.
It's actually not one of those things you do at least once. Pebble Beach is the thing you do at least once. Amelia Island is the kind of show you can come to every single year, see something different every single year, but also whether you're famous like Bob Long or if you are just a regular car guy, you get up close and personal to all of these cars without, you couldn't say the same at other shows. And that's what I think, that's what really makes Amelia stand out. Like yesterday, you could have been right next to a 787B, and in the same breath, you could have been next to one of the five McLaren F1 LMs ever built.
Oh, wow. Absolutely spectacular. And as far as the auctions, we are going to be joined for those stations who take the second hour of the program by Dave Kinney, and hour number two will tell us a little bit about some of the auction happenings. But how about that La Ferrari, which is, you know, I love Ferraris, but it is the dumbest name in the history of Ferraris. I mean, couldn't they have done better than that? But I know very difficult to get. Have a whole checklist, not unlike the new Ford GT, in order to even qualify to buy one of these. So to have one over the block.
Well, Ferrari kind of ended that whole process.
Yeah, they did. I'll tell you what, why don't everybody stay where they are, and we'll say goodbye to those stations who are leaving us for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride, and don't forget to check out Moto Man. He's all over the place, YouTube, you name it, and that's going to do it for this hour.
Going back to my Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.